This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Delaney, hanging with you. Pardon the voice. The weather has slammed into me like some of the snow that has fallen down in the Midwest. I'll tell you what, it seems no matter what you do, and I eat well, and I take pretty good care of myself, work out, etc., when Mother Nature throws you the curveball, that's what can happen. So pardon the voice, just a little deeper. I call it my Demi Moore voice. In other words, I have a cold voice, but certainly feel fabulous and, as always, thrilled to be with you on this show. Coming up on the show, actually, we've got a couple of really great guests that who we're going to talk to. One of them is a former UFC fighter who now is a big proponent of marijuana and talks about how athletes and marijuana go hand in hand and the difference it made for him, and talks about why more people will embrace this idea of recreational use, and in that it's not a gateway drug, because there's always the argument of that. His name is Frank Shamrock. Also, we're going to talk to Dr. Brandon Brock about a new study that came out saying that it's not necessarily good when a kid has a concussion, some of these young athletes or anyone has a concussion, to tell them to sit in a dark room with glasses on, because it makes the brain, or could make the brain, worse, which sounds ridiculous. He explains why, and it makes complete sense. Plus, the mailbag is overflowing. So we'll go to the mailbag. You had some great, actually, it's some great stories that you shared, many of you, with some of your emails. And remember, you can always reach me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Didn't he invent it? Simply by sending me an email, just like that, bada bing, and you are in, my friends. So americatonight.net. In the meantime, there's all this conversation about the transition team, the cabinet. I mean, we are getting closer to the inauguration. So the last name is dropped forward, and he's an ex-senator as far as the cabinet positions are concerned. So everybody's in place now. It's about the confirmations. And the confirmations, I think, will go rather quickly. So the last choice was the former senator from Indiana, Dan Coats. Trump, the president-elect, picked him to be the director of national intelligence. And next week, it's going to be about confirmation hearings, starting, you know, with, well, right in the middle, Rex Tillerson will be one. Obviously, everybody else, they'll go down the list and try to make this happen as soon as possible. I just don't see a lot of tug of war over it. I'll say again, because of the numbers. The numbers simply are there. So on Tuesday, I got the schedule today from D.C. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, that's what he's been nominated for. His hearing is up first. And on Wednesday is a very busy day. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, Elaine Chao, Transportation Secretary, Mike Pompeo, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Betsy DeVos, Education Secretary, John Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security, then Mad Dog on the 12th for Defense Secretary, Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services, and then you go back to a whole slew. If you're not keeping score, these are hearings that have not been scheduled yet but are out there. Steve Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary, Andrew Puzder for Labor, Scott Pruitt, the EPA, Mike Mulvaney, Budget Director, Ryan Zink, Interior Secretary, Ben Carson. People were wondering about Dr. Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Rick Perry, the former Governor of Texas, Energy Secretary, Nikki Haley, the U.S. Ambassador. So, and then more to come after that. But that's a lot of hearings quickly, and this is what you do. So they'll get updated as they start to put the times together. But we know at least the first batch, and Tillerson, I'll be curious to see what his hearing is like. But Jeff Sessions, it could be maybe the most cantankerous of the group, meaning that if they're going to be protesting with these cabinet hearings, the Democrats, that this may be the one of all of them, this may be the one that raises their, you know, hackles more than any other. But even with that, it seems very, very unlikely that they're not going to be approved. It's like a snowball's chance in that hot place that, hell, that's going to happen. So I can't imagine. I think this will be smooth sailing, pretty much. Can't see how it's not going to go his way. And Tillerson knows how to work people. So far has made a pretty good impression with most of the people that he's made the rounds with, because that's what you do. And his may be much easier, I think, than some people are imagining. In the meantime, you have Trump on Twitter. He can't help himself. It is his passion. Trump taking jabs at Schumer with this Obamacare fight. He said that Chuck Schumer is the head clown. That's what he called him. Had a series of tweets, actually, about it. Said the Democrats, led by the head clown Chuck Schumer, know how bad Obamacare is and what a mess they are in. Instead of working to fix it, they do the typical political thing and blame. The fact is Obamacare was a lie from the beginning. Keep your doctor, keep your plan. And that's true that we did hear that constantly. Keep your doctor, keep your plan. And he really went after him. He said time for the Republicans and Democrats, and he said and Democrats, to get together and come up with a health plan that really works, much less expensive and far better. Stay with us. Coming up, that mailbag I talked about, we're going to dig into it next on America Tonight.
We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I know so many of you actually get this show at different times of the day. Your schedules change, blah, blah, blah. And you can always go to tunein.com and download anything you missed in America Tonight. I can tell by some of the emails that I get, so that's absolutely terrific. On that note, let's dive into the mailbag. This one is from Pat. Kate, I have to tell you, I'm so tired of hearing about all this Russian hack stuff. Can't we just figure out what the deal is on the Russian hacks? I mean, great, we're having all these officials that are saying that there are Russian hacks and they're rejecting what the president-elect is saying. We saw that certainly on Thursday, and it looks like they're talking about the conclusion is that this is what's happened, that there are these hacks and that something needs to be done. Even I noticed the commander of the U.S. Cyber Command said that there was. What do you think? Well, Trump has said, let's just move on from the issue of Moscow directing hacks. I don't think you move on. I think you make sure of what's going on. And let's put it this way. One thing I agree with Trump on, nothing is secure. I mean, it's just not secure. You see all the hacks that happen, period. And if in Russia they are interfering with what we're doing in the United States, that's just dirty pool. That's not good, period. I mean, Russia is saying, and they had a spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, who said that Moscow is sick and tired of those irresponsibly blaming everything on them. And if there's a need for an enemy, why not try somebody else? Because they're saying, it's not us, it's not us. But the intelligence people, the current ones, are saying it is, that we're trying to figure this out. Cyberspace, there's unacceptable behavior in cyberspace. And there are links that show there is a link to this. There's a link to what's happening. And that Russia is a cyber actor that has a major threat to the U.S. government, military and diplomatic and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the Senate hearing was the first of a bunch of series on cybersecurity, because they're supposed to be looking at internet dangers. I mean, and of course there is. They need to track, analyze, do whatever they have to do, period. And we're already doing that. And I don't know, maybe Russia is the scapegoat in some of the cases. I'm privy to what everyone's privy to, but trust me, they're tight as a drum at the Pentagon. But I do have a source there, and supposedly there are some connections to it. But how big is the scope? I don't know that. And it's important. You got to have intelligence. So, look, even Trump did say that I'm a big fan. He doesn't want to be known as somebody who doesn't agree on intelligence, because now this is turning into this war of what do you think and why are you defending them and all that kind of stuff. So President-elect Donald Trump, his feud with the intelligence community, it's now, you know, what he's saying is, listen, I don't want to say it's not important. He tweeted out something about it on Thursday. He said the dishonest media likes saying I'm in agreement with Julian Assange. Wrong. I simply states what he states. It's for the people. And then he went on to say, it looks like I'm against intelligence when, in fact, I am a big fan. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch, really across all kinds of boundaries, not just in the United States, what happens with cybersecurity. Because, listen, we've had all the top security people on the show. There's no 100% net you can throw over this, and it is frightening to think, and we've seen it. Many of you have called me. You've been victims on different levels of cyber breaks. So having our intelligence forces altered, military elections, any possibilities of that, that's not good. And, of course, you're going to investigate it, right? We'll see what comes out, if there are not just allegations, but anything hardcore. I'm saying really hardcore that can link anything. And so far, we have not actually heard that part of it, right? All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Mary, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Macy's. Oh, that's so depressing for those people who are losing jobs because they're cutting 10,000 jobs. So on one hand, if you have a Macy's in your neighborhood, I guess shop, shop, shop. But how sad for the people who work there. Macy's used to be a staple. It just shows you the inevitable, the change that's happening in the world that you talk about of how people get their goods. And maybe even the same thing, obviously, with clothing in retail, because that's what Macy's is known for, other household things, but also clothing, etc. Yeah, the fact that they're going to close 63 stores between now and mid-2017, so they're going to have 660 stores left. And I guess, they kind of hinted at this before, but I guess the idea is if I'm the CEO, you got to cut the bleeding. And if you're having stores open where you're just not making any profit and nobody's going to these stores in some of these areas, then you got to do something about it, right? So it's interesting because if you go from Macy's, you can look at JCPenney's, they say, Sears, Kohl's, and a lot of those stores are struggling. And Kohl's was one of those same stores. They had disappointing holiday sales, and usually they have a better performance. So I guess it's inevitable that this was going to happen. There's probably going to be even more to come after that. They're cutting these jobs to streamline what they're doing. I mean, even management. So a lot of them are probably management jobs, too. But they're trying to save the fleet and not completely see it go black. You know, the New York store gets a lot of people, but New York is different. You're in the middle of Manhattan. It's in a area where they have those windows and all that stuff. And I think that Macy's there does decent anyway, but in other areas, struggling. I mentioned this in my own neighborhood. It's like a ghost town when you go in there. The store looks nice and whatever, but people aren't shopping there. So that's the reason why. And it is sad. It is sad for people who that's their second job. I mentioned I knew some of the people from going in there, and I know they're going to take a hard hit, and that's very, very sad to me to think that, you know, people who have been devoted to a company and been there for a while and really need that job are out looking for other jobs, especially in the retail sector where it's much more difficult. All right, let's go to this one from Sam I Am, and it does say Sam I Am, so it's our old friend Sam who is back. Sam says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Istanbul nightclub. And I went and I looked at that video you were talking about, the suspect who was smiling in the cameras, and just how sickening and sad that was. And I also looked at, after you said that, the American, to hear his comments, and I thought he represented very well, and that it was smart that he mentioned that he played dead, and that is a hint to everybody else. Hopefully anybody listening to your show is never in this situation, but if you are, I guess that's the thing to do. You know, it's I saw something even, thanks for that, I saw something even worse afterwards. I was reading an account, and they said when they went in to clean up the mess, I mean, to get, you know, because you're talking about a lot of people that were killed, to get people, bodies out, and then to clean up this nightclub, there were, of course, bullet holes everywhere. There, and this is a famous night spot and restaurant in an upscale area, which, who cares that it's upscale except for that tourists go there, because when you go there, someone will tell you, oh, go to this restaurant or go to this nightclub. It's a good place to go to get a sense of the local flavor. So in the nightclub now, bullet holes all over the place. They said the walls were soaked with blood. That drives back the whole ISIS thing, I think. It just reinforces it. And you see these pictures, and it's, oh, just so unbelievable. And I guess this area and that club had been open for 16 years, and just the damage to the people, the damage to the psyche, the whole thing. And the whole idea is, obviously, he was doing the point blank thing. He was trying to kill as many people as possible, and he succeeded in killing way too many people, and a lot of young people. So here we are again, a lot of young people in a situation where they're just celebrating the new year. 39 people. You know, awful, 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 awful. All right, one last one, one quick one. This one is from Jake, and he says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the national title game? Do you think it's going to be Alabama, or do you think it's going to be Clemson? Wow, a lot of people think it's going to be Clemson, and just Sean Watson, this is going to be a big game for him, the quarterback for Clemson. I think Nick Saban and Alabama is so unstoppable. Hopefully we have a close game, but if you're going to ask me who I think is going to win, and you have, I'm going to say Alabama wins it back-to-back for Alabama. Thanks for all the emails, and thanks for listening to America Tonight. As always, coming up, a conversation with Frank Shamrock from UFC on marijuana and his new show about cannabis. Stay with us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do right like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too.
I thought one of the best things that I saw over these last couple of days heading into the new year was what happened with the Hollywood sign when they turned it, a guy turned it into Hollyweed. Hilarious. But to the point of our culture and cannabis and what's happening with more states approving not just medical marijuana but recreational use, who better to have on this show than former UFC champion Frank Shamrock, co-host of a new educational cannabis TV talk show called The Bake Out. Frank, thanks so much for popping on.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, what was your reaction? I know you had to laugh out loud to the Hollywood sign being flipped to Hollyweed.
Oh, I just had the best belly laugh, because if you've hung out in Hollywood any time in the past year or so, it has turned to Hollyweed. Every TV show, every, you know, pilot, pretty much everything is sort of tinted with green right now.
And that's because finally there's been such a big push, especially in California, to legalize recreational use in marijuana. I thought it was shocking that Colorado and a few other states actually had recreational use before California. So finally that happens. Is there a movement to try to overturn it?
You know, there's some rumblings, but I don't think, you know, I think socially this is a movement that's it's pushed past, you know, the law, and, you know, it's chipping away at the federal law, but certainly socially it's not that thing that people are afraid to talk about anymore, and it's really truly being recognized as medicine now, which, you know, that I think is the biggest step forward.
Yeah, so tell us about the bakeout. What's the idea behind the bakeout? To tell us ways to use marijuana, how it's being used, what people are doing, the latest, greatest, coolest equipment, what is it about?
Pretty much everything. And I think most importantly, you know, starting at the beginning and kind of telling the history of cannabis, the plant itself, and how it's been in our culture and where it's now. And then also, yeah, the best ways to take it, the latest ways to take it, what the greatest science is, kind of what's out there. We're making a show for people that don't really know what it is. And, you know, my co-host, he has no idea what it is. He's a celebrity diet nutrition. Like, he is completely on the other side of this spectrum. And he's looking forward to learning about it with the audience. And I think that's one of the cool things about the show is my buddy Robert has no idea what's going on. And he's about to have his whole mind blown with this, you know, ancient plant.
I love that. So one of the things that you've revealed is that you have been using cannabis for several years. I would imagine that helps you. It certainly helps you, I would think, with the whole fighting thing, right?
100%. Yeah, and I started taking it, you know, I dabbled when I was a kid and, you know, smoked it when I was a teenager. But it wasn't until I really became serious about, you know, I think I won my third or fourth world title, and I was really looking for some pain relief and some pain management. Because, you know, when I was 16, they told me I was never going to play sports. I'd cracked my spine and I needed spinal surgery and, like, all this other stuff. And, you know, I turned to natural medicine and I had tremendous success. So when I was about 33, I got real serious about cannabis as a medicine. And, you know, it became my pain management tool, my relaxation tool, my sleep aid. And I went on to win, you know, more world titles and set more world records. But I could have never done that without the medicine of cannabis.
Yeah, and I cover a lot of athletes, and certainly we see this in football, and they don't talk about it as much. Off the record, they do. But that's the same thing that they're saying. Listen, we're like freight trains coming at each other on the line with the speed of the NFL. You were in the octagon, so you understand that. And it's the incredible pain that they say there's no question. I've talked to several linemen about it, that there is something that marijuana does to your body and to your psyche that helps you bounce back.
Well, even more so, it actually heals your brain. It has just been all the science is coming about the neuroplasticity of it, and especially for football players. In my game, I can avoid getting hit in the head. I can, you know, I got a million techniques to take out my opponent. But in that game, you're literally running your head into other men's heads, you know, at 250, 300 pounds, and the force of that is hurting the brain. You know, it's been proven. In fact, the federal government holds the patent on it that this will cure your hurt brain, and that, you know, that the NFL doesn't have access to it, and that they're just, you know, ignoring the social uses, and that every player is doing it. It just seems insane.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seems insane, too. So saying that, do you think more states are going to follow with what's happened with California? I mentioned that, you know, we already have it legalized in Colorado, and there are six states, other states besides California, that have recreational marijuana. There's certainly a path to that. Do you think we're going to see more states pass it?
I definitely think you're going to see more states, and especially with California, because with California will come that bigger social awareness and that giant flood of money. And, you know, one of the things that has stopped cannabis from really being recognized for its power is it's federally illegal, so we can't spend money to research it because we can't get the product and we can't do the research. So it's, you know, these are caretakers. These are people that are taking it upon themselves, trying to find the medicine through trial and error. But now that we've got this big, you know, now that California's jumped aboard, I think you're going to see a floodgate of money and a floodgate of research come out that really starts pointing to what this thing can do, what it is and what it isn't. And that's really what the show is about. What is cannabis? And I've been told a million things, and I was taught you know, all kinds of stuff when I was younger. But I'm finding out now what it truly is. I mean, I want to share that, because if I could plant a seed in my backyard and I could grow my family's medicine and I could help care for my family's personal medicine for pennies on a dollar, perfectly natural, why wouldn't I choose that?
Yeah, why wouldn't you choose that? I think it's a great question to pose. Tell us the secret we don't know. What was the most, I guess, revealing thing that you found out about cannabis when you did research, talked to more people about it? What did you find out that just blew your mind?
Well, the biggest thing for me was the fact that our federal government says and schedules this drug as a Schedule I drug, meaning there is no medical use whatsoever, and it is horribly, terribly wrong for you. That's the classification, and yet they hold, our own government holds a patent on cannabis as a neuroprotectant. So our government is saying, it's terrible, don't use it, there's no use for it, and conversely, they hold a patent on its ability to protect your brain. So this, in and of itself, is a giant lie that if I were in a sport and I were getting hit in the head, which I was, this is the kind of stuff that athletes need to be aware of and need to be taught. And I was taught this was a gateway drug. If you consume cannabis, you'll be on heroin next and you'll be homeless. And all of those teachings, in my opinion, were misguided.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people are coming out and they're saying similar things. And what the argument, and you know this, Frank, is, and we're speaking to Frank Shamrock, who was just King Kong in the octagon, I'll say, UFC stud, and now is doing the bakeout for everybody who may have just joined us. So one of the things that's talked about is, oh, it's a gateway drug, it's a gateway drug. Do you consider it a gateway drug?
Well, if you think it's a gateway, I would call it a gateway to championships, all of my dreams, and achieving everything necessary in my life. Because it was just a gateway for me to become successful. I could have never done it without it, because the pain of what I have physically to my body is beyond. You know, I'm a patient, or I should be a patient,
right,
consuming pain medication all day. When you talk about gateway, you talk about addiction, and then you got to define addiction. And addiction is anything that you cannot stop doing that's bad for you. That's the bottom line. So if consuming cannabis becomes bad for you and you stop doing your job or this, that, and the other, you got a problem. But same with alcohol and same with every other drug and same with every other thing that you can consume to addict or mess up your life.
Yeah.
Except for cannabis is actually good for you. It actually heals your cells and it doesn't destroy your body and it doesn't give you a hangover. So, you know, it's just been sort of vilified and repositioned as this thing that could do all these things. The truth is it does all these good things, and for whatever reason it has been put on this other area. You know, there's over 140, you know, psychoactive chemicals and positive chemicals in this cannabis, and there's one tiny one that we look at, and that's THC. We get all upset about this. But all those other ones are really, really good for you. And when you talk to the social movement of people using cannabis, they're not trying to get high. They're trying to solve their human ailments.
Yeah.
And this plant will do it. And you don't, you know, if you want to go get high, that's a whole other conversation. And if you want to be an alcoholic, if you've got issues in your addictive life, that's a whole other conversation. But to think that this plant takes you there, I think is a complete misnomer.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you this last question. The Kingdom, I love that show that's all about UFC. I think it is so well done. Is it accurate? Do you like it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I like it. I love it. It's as accurate as you could get without probably getting in more trouble. Like it's so hard. I was there in the beginning. Like, it was so hardcore. There was no rules. There was no weight classes. It was really you showed up, you, like, grabbed your manhood by the reins, and you went in and did it. But to see its development on screen, and especially with wonderful characters and stuff, I just love it. I mean, I was a fan first. I was definitely afraid to do it, but after I did it, I just fell in love with it. And I think once you see this sport, you can't look away. It's too cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's too cool, too. We want to say that the Bakeout premieres on Wednesday, January 25th at 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 10 o'clock Eastern at bakeout.tv. Frank, you're a delight. We'll have you back on again. Thank you.
All right on. Thank you.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight, interesting talking to Frank Shamrock about cannabis and the approval of cannabis in California and what all that means. And, you know, people are talking about the effect of marijuana on the brain. And so we switch and continue to talk about the brain. And a subject that I talk about a lot on all of my shows is concussions. And, you know, like in the NFL, the concussion protocol. And what about young athletes and how quickly they come back from a concussion? Or do we wait too long to come back from a concussion? It's been all kinds of studies and all kinds of arguments about what is right and what is wrong. And there was a study that just came out, and the AP pumped out an article on it that talked about inactivity following a concussion could actually make symptoms worse. What? For children? I was so stunned when I read this. So we've got in our virtual green room Dr. Brandon Brock. He's with the Cerebrum Health Centers, which is one of the nation's leading neurological centers, and they got locations in Dallas and in Atlanta, and who knows, maybe more in the future. Hey, Dr. Brock, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I hope your New Year's was good.
My New Year's was great. So here we are in 2017, and you know this, and you're right in the middle of this game of arguments over what the brain can do, can't do, that kind of stuff. So first of all, let me ask you about this. With concussion protocol in the NFL, do you think the NFL is now finally doing a little bit more or not enough to help in that area?
Well, I think that after their lawsuit, they realized that they have to do something. And so they've minimalized head-to-head contact, you know, helmet-to-helmet contact, and they've started, you know, fining people to the point to where it hurts their pocketbook. So you've seen a change in behavior of some of the hits with some players. Some players obviously don't pay as much attention to it, but I think that's a good step. And then they're doing things to protect the quarterback, but that's just one player on the field. I think they've done some good stuff, but, you know, when you put gigantic guys that can run really fast on a field that are all angry and trying to win a game, there's going to be head injuries. It's just like smoking cigarettes causes cancer.
Yeah.
Football causes head injuries. And I don't know what to tell you. That's just the way it's going to be, and people need to understand it, be informed, and then play if they want it.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's it. We're responsible. You have to decide what you want to do. So what I first started with was inactivity following a concussion. What have we learned about symptoms? Is it true it makes symptoms worse for children, and why is that?
Well, this is a really, I mean, let's kind of discuss this. Inactivity means like maybe laying in a dark room with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
That does not mean that you know, inactivity can mean you don't go to football practice and get clobbered again. I agree with that inactivity. But I don't necessarily agree with not doing anything to activate your brain at a rate that you can tolerate. So you may do some neurological exercises or some light reading or some other things that are you know, something that the patient can deal with. But, you know, this whole thing about getting them back out on the field quicker is just going to do nothing but put them at risk. Because if you get another head injury too soon, it compounds the effect of inflammation in your brain. Oof. And now your next concussion will be twice as bad with half the force. You know?
Yeah, and it's about inflammation, right?
Well, we're finding a lot of it is. I mean, there's these immune cells in your brain called glial cells or microglial cells. And what happens is after a head injury, they have to clean up the mess. And so they stay on for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. And this is why we're real big about not allowing people to return to play until we feel like those cells have turned off. They've cleaned up the debris and you don't have any symptoms with physical activity. That doesn't mean you can't do physical activity. We're talking about the physical activity that relates to your sport, like volleyball or soccer or something. Okay.
Right. Right.
Now, if you get another head injury while these cells are still cleaning up the party, you know, then what happens is they decide to genetically change and they stay on twice as long the next time. And then if you get another head injury during that time period of the second concussion and you get a third one, they may stay on forever. And what we're finding is when they stay on forever, you just stay inflamed. And when you stay inflamed, cells die slowly over your lifetime. And that's one of the components of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which you're seeing in the NFL.
Ooh. Yeah, and go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the goal is you can be active, just don't do anything that would flare those cells up. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so for young athletes, I mean, really, if you're a parent of a young athlete, you have to know the facts. I think people don't know the facts. Do you find that, Doc?
Oh, yeah, they don't. I mean, they think this. Okay, Billy Bob was playing football Friday night, and, you know, he got his bell rung, and, you know, come Tuesday of the next week, he feels great again. Let's go ahead and start letting him play football again. Well, my thing is, he may be feeling better, and he's telling you that, but he hasn't had any really specific testing. Those cells are still on. And if he gets another concussion during that time period, he's going to be in trouble. I really think that there needs to be mandatory time frames where people are out of their sport that injured them. But, of course, they need to be mentally active when they can tolerate things. They may not be able to do their schoolwork for a week or two, but they can go back to that. And then they can go back to light exercise. But to put them back out on the field and to start getting their head hit again is basically unrealistic in a world of that I live in. I mean, somebody's going to get hurt, and then the second concussion doesn't go away. They stay symptomatic for 9, 10, 11 months.
Yeah, and tell us about that. At the Cerebrum Health Centers, obviously this is the work that you do. What specific things are you focusing on? Is it just across the board, the gamut of brain injuries?
Well, this is really a good topic for us because we really focus on taking care of that activity that you're talking about. Like, yes, we want them to do physical activity with their brain, but at a rate they can metabolically tolerate it, number one. Number two, we want to activate the part of the brain that we feel has suffered the most damage so that it can recover, Number three, we want to activate the brain in a way to where it's now all functioning together like a symphony, okay? Not one area functioning very high and one area functioning very low. And then number four, we want to make sure that you have the right dietary stuff, the right nutritional stuff, so that your cells don't stay on and you stay inflamed and they can recover faster and you have the right metabolic capacity to heal. And, you know, we do this through a series of exercises, nutrition, maybe sometimes there's medications that are needed. But we specialize in giving people that exercise they need during that time period where traditional medicine has said don't do anything but just sit there and be in a dark room. So we're kind of the in-between. Don't go back out on the field, but don't just be completely sedentary. Let's do something that's going to make you function better again.
Yeah. And are we? It seems like we're seeing, and maybe it's because now we understand a little bit more. You're a doctor. You know that there's a lot of focus on this. So in one way, that's the good news because there are more studies. There is more information. You're doing the work you're doing. We're seeing a lot of discussion on it. That can only get better, I would assume, for people who could go down a very dark rabbit hole if they didn't know what was happening to them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people take concussion after concussion after concussion in a short time period, and they end up with really bad, bad damage. And sometimes we can't get rid of the symptoms. It's just it's now become a fact or a part of their life. And it's a sad deal, but there needs to be the education on it. It doesn't matter really how your kid feels. They need some time to recover. It's just like, a cut may not hurt anymore, but it doesn't mean there's not a scab there, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't have stitches in it. You know, it just needs to heal.
Yeah, boy, that's a great analogy. And this is, by the way, you know, we focus so much on boys, but it's girls too, right? Soccer and other sports where they can get concussions.
Yeah, girls' soccer is debatably probably number two or three on the list behind, you know, football, obviously. But girls' soccer, especially females that have weaker necks, and they're not really developed yet, they are very, very prone for concussion. We are noticing that a stronger neck individual and somebody that has a little bit more physical prowess is much less, you know, apt to get a concussion from something like heading a ball or, you know, something that's non-accidental. It's intentional, and they're trying to do that activity. Obviously, if you ram heads with somebody on accident, you're not ready for it. Muscles may be lax or they're not ready for the blow, but when you're heading the ball, you know, we just want people to be physically mature, their neck strong enough, and they can tolerate what they're doing.
Yeah, good stuff, good information. Check out Dr. Brandon Brock and the Cerebrum Health Center. Just go to Cerebrum.com. Thanks, Dr. Brock.
You bet, and thank you for having me on, and have a great 2017.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off.